For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. Three Wisconsin police departments are withdrawing from agreements to send officers to the scaled-back DNC next month. The reason appears to be the directive from the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission given to Milwaukee Police Chief Alfonso Morales to discontinue the use of tear gas and pepper spray. The police chiefs of Fond du Lac, Franklin, and West Dallas have all expressed concern for their officers' safety should protests turn violent. Waukesha's police chief, who was hired after 29 years with the Milwaukee Police Department, is consulting with an attorney to withdraw from the agreement as well. The Milwaukee Police Department has declined to comment on staffing for its operational plan. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm is pledging to prosecute federal agents who violate the law. Are the words of the DA in speaking to the Milwaukee Common Council on Monday. The U.S. Attorney for Wisconsin's Eastern District, Matthew Krieger, is on record as saying federal agents coming to Milwaukee will focus on violent crime as relates to the city's increasing homicide rate. Milwaukee's protests have primarily consisted of peaceful marches. Milwaukee Police Department was said to be blindsided by the city's inclusion on a list of American cities that federal agents will be deployed to. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. Milwaukee's 5th District Alderwoman Nakia Dodd says the protest parties outside the home of Milwaukee Police Chief Morales have become lawless. The parties started last Wednesday and have featured music, dancing, grilling, and cornhole. Dodd says she is concerned emergency vehicles might not be able to get through and says she has seen protest party attendees grilling food in the street and openly smoking marijuana. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. Two Madison women have turned themselves in for the attack on State Senator Tim Carpenter. On June 23rd, Carpenter was attempting to take video of protesters when he was rushed by two women who knocked the phone out of his hand. Carpenter says more people then participated in the assault while he was on the ground. 33-year-old Kira O'Reilly and 26-year-old Samantha Hammer faced charges of substantial battery and robbery with use of force. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. In-person early voting for the August primary started today in Wisconsin. If you are looking to vote ahead of time, the polls are open in Milwaukee at the Frank P. Zeidler Building downtown, Manitoba School at 4040 West Forest Home, and Midtown Center at 5700 West Capitol Drive. In Madison, the city clerk's office has listed several locations for drive-up absentee early voting. You can call 608-266-4601 before you leave to make sure your early voting site is open in case of inclement weather. Highs today in the mid-80s with partly cloudy skies. Overnight chance of scattered thunderstorms with highs in the mid-upper 60s. Wednesday, highs in the mid-80s with partly cloudy skies. Thursday, high of 77 anticipated in Milwaukee with partly cloudy skies. High of 81 for Madison with partly cloudy skies. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.